At the United Nations, Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, Irish President Michael Higgins, and others threw their support behind journalists on World Press Freedom Day.
Such attacks are outrageous. I call on all concerned to prevent and prosecute such violence. Our defenders of a free press are safeguarding our rights, and we must, in turn, ensure theirs.
Our reiteration of the principles of World Press Freedom Day is an act of solidarity, but it must, in order to have authenticity, be a commitment to turn human rights aspirations in this area from aspirations to guarantees. We remember indeed the 60 brave journalists last year and the 14 this year who have given their lives in the pursuit of their profession. And we recognize, too, the transformative power of the media, including new media, in driving societal reform.
On September 24th, 2011, Maria Elizabeth Macias was found decapitated in Nuevo Laredo in Mexico. Maria Elizabeth Macias was the editor of a daily called Primera Hora. She also used social networks to report about organized crime activities in her region and blogged under the pseudonym La Nedia de Nuevo Laredo. Near her body was found a message, I quote, "This has happened to me because of my actions on social networks."
The power of independent media is that it allows people to speak for themselves, whether a Palestinian child or an Israeli grandmother or an aunt who's in the middle of Tahrir describing why she's come out to protest for the first time. It is our job to provide that forum.